to you from the Lord our God, creator of heaven and earth, and through the living spirit of Jesus Christ, the one who is present with us now, the one who has called us together, called us by name, to sing and to pray, to gather together with one another, to be God's hands and God's feet in this world. Welcome to worship today. We're going to try to have a shorter worship service today. I'm going to try to get out of here by 10:45 because I'm going to zip over to Hillside. righteous, we can never grow weary or overcome. Every moment is an opportunity to begin again. Every breath is an opportunity for God to restore us, to refill us, to remind us of God's great love. And every morning, God gives us ourselves. Every morning, God gives us a new constellation of you. You who are so gifted are restored. This is what we celebrate and remember when we gather at times like this, when we sit like this. I invite you to take a moment to open your heart to the God who loves you, who restores you and refills your cup. Fills our cup to overflowing. Doesn't mean that life is easy. It is not easy. And we acknowledge that truth in this brave space. And we commit a covenant to be with one another, to bear with one another, to love one another. And so we are brave. We become brave. And I invite you to practice becoming brave through vulnerability. Are there joys or concerns that you would lift at this time?
My son Jeffrey has moved back to Duluth from Houston, Texas. This is my son Jeff, and I hope you're going to make him welcome.
Come to erase those boundaries and break down the walls.
We practice our faith. It's not easy because Jesus goes a lot of places, and it is hard to follow Jesus, but we can. Do you want to? Would you like to practice? Well, we're going to practice. So let's just follow me. Let's follow me.
The rest of them replied, "We're going with you." They went out and got in a boat. They caught nothing that night. When the sun came up, Jesus was standing on the beach, but they didn't recognize him. Jesus spoke to them, "Good morning. Did you catch anything for breakfast?" And they answered, "No."
"Good."
He said, "Throw the net off the right side of the boat and see what happens." They did what he said. All of a sudden, there were so many fish in it They weren't strong enough to pull it in. Then the disciple Jesus said to Peter, "It's the Master." When Simon Peter realized it was the Master, he threw on some clothes, for he was stripped for work, and dove into the sea. The other disciples came in by boat, where they went far from land, 100 yards or so, pulling along the net full of fish. When they got in the boat, they saw a fire was laid with fish and bread cooking on it. And Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you've caught." Simon Peter joined them and pulled the net to shore, 153 big fish. And even with all those fish, the net didn't rip. Jesus said, "Breakfast is ready." Not one of the disciples dared to ask, "Who are you?" This was now the third time Jesus had shown himself alive to the disciples since being raised from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of God, do you love me more than these?"
"Yes,
Master, you know I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." He then asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Master, you know I love you." And Jesus said, "Shepherd my sheep." Then he said it a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was upset that he asked for the third time, "Do you love me?" So he answered, "Master, you know everything there is to know. You've got to know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I'm telling you the very truth now. When you were young, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wished. When you get old, you'll have to stretch out your hands while someone else dresses you and takes you where you don't want to go." He said this to hint at the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he commanded, "Follow me."
When Jesus appeared to the disciples after his death, did he say, "Build buildings and sustain an institution"? When Jesus appeared to his disciples after his death, what did he ask them to do? When Jesus appeared to the disciples after his death, what did he want them to do? Feed his sheep. Follow him. How are we doing? May we seek and follow Jesus. I invite you to practice your faith. I invite you to give and receive our morning offering.
Thank you.
rise as you're able in body or in spirit, be joined to bless our giving by singing, "Oh, how he loves you and me." Jesus loves us all.
Oh, yes.
After all our debates and wordy problems. took the cup, lifted it up, thankful for the gift of sun and rain which gives us food and drink, he gave it to everyone at the table. Drink from this, all of you, for you are all welcome at the table. My life is poured out for you so you may be made whole, forgiven, and empowered to live in my new reign on earth. You come with open hands and open hearts. Whether you believe a little or a lot, you can come to this table. Whether you have been shunned or whether you are the coolest one around, come to the table. You are all welcome. Come to the feast, and the little ones come first. Come on, little ones.
Thank you. I just want to let let you all know that Sarah and I are on a committee that's
working to plan a vigil on June 9th, a prayer vigil at the federal building where we will pray for the immigration policies of our country and pray that improvement is made. It will be at 2 in the afternoon.
I encourage you to open your heart to the way God is calling you to engage in mission and ministry in this world and in our community of faith. And in so doing, I invite you to rise as we're able in body and spirit. Join us to sing one of my favorite hymns, Lord, You Have Come to the Lake Shore.
God loves you, and I'm trying. go in peace.